A pillar of the local arts community is looking to add a splash of color to Innisfil Council. Jeanette Luchese Jacobs is seeking the Ward 5 council seat in the October election held by Kenneth Fowler in the previous term. She credits Fowler with inspiring her to run. "I was impressed by current Ward 5 Count. Kenneth Fowler's dedication, he went over and above to serve his community, and, his passion inspired me," Luchese Jacobs said. "So finding he was stepping down, I saw it as an opportunity to carry on the work he started and a means to support causes close to my heart. Growing the arts, creative economy, tourism, a creative multi-generational community with a strength in cultural diversity." Luchese Jacobs first moved to Innisfil in 1987 with her husband, Michael, and son, Joshua. The family settled in Alcona before moving to the Ninth Line at the end of the 1990s. She's a graphic designer and visual artist by trade, but her passion for the arts extends beyond her career and has been the driving force for her community involvement. Her initial volunteering was based around her child, from creating the Innisfil Winterhawks logo to facilitating hallway murals at Sunnybrae Public School. In 2011, she became interim chair for the strategic plan to form an arts council in Innisfil, which came into effect in 2012 as the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council. For the past 5 years, she's been the council's vice chair and is primarily responsible for coordinating the youth art show, which will continue this year. "Visual arts is a passion, and I enjoy exhibiting regionally and internationally," Luchese Jacobs said. "I am active in the art scene and have enjoyed partnering with Innisfil Idealab and Library and the town to offer public art in uncommon place for the past 3 years during International Sculpture Day, resulting in Innisfil's recognition on a global map. As a councillor, she'd like to ensure Ward 5 has recognition on the Innisfil map. In the lead-up to Election Day, she's been speaking with residents in the ward and listening to their concerns as she develops a platform. If elected, she is eager to be part of the solution to improve the quality of life in the immediate neighborhood and the entire municipality. The current concern, as a percentage live on or near the lake, is the protection of Lake Simcoe," Luchese Jacobs said. "Couple that with problems of new developments proposed for the park, and, the 25th Side Road reconstruction that is creating a lot of insecurity over the question of the expropriation of land and the safety of the roundabout intersections planned. The lack of a safe haven for at-risk women and children who need immediate help and affordable housing issues are also concerning," she added. The canvassing has allowed her to ask questions of area residents. If elected, Luchese Jacobs wants to take a hard look at what's already on the books for Innisfil and determine what needs to be taken care of immediately. "When elected, I will research the concerns revealed, work with the council to find answers and develop possible solutions," she said. "I hope through an open-door policy to grow mutual trust and facilitate acceptable joint results alongside creating a vehicle to communicate, email, social media, or person-to-person." Luchese Jacobs will be the first to admit she doesn't fit the norm for someone seeking office, but that shouldn't be a knock against her. "I have been in a political arena all my life," she said. "My assets are valuable credentials, lived experiences, an eagerness to serve, a love of Innisfil and a willingness to shake things up. I would bring a fresh approach." To learn more about Luchese Jacobs, visit her Facebook page or come to her meet and mingle at Kells Garden Center, corner of 20th Side Road and 10th Line, on September 25 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. With Fowler running for deputy mayor, the race in Ward 5 is wide open. Also vying for the position with Luchese Jacobs are Matthew Kenny, James Rancone and Linda Zanella. Election Day is October 24.